Hello, and welcome to Burn Court, the court of moral victories, where we are bridging the gap between no recourse and legal recourse. We review and analyze listener-submitted disputes and decide a winner. I am your host, Nate, and today we're doing things a bit differently. Instead of reviewing a new case, we're going to look back on our first few episodes and summarize those cases to get our new listeners caught up. We'll do these recap episodes periodically, sometimes based on when they are submitted, and sometimes based on the topic of the dispute. So far, we've had two sample disputes, two real disputes, and one sample subscriber episode. I had more sample disputes prepared, but thanks to several of our listeners, we'll have real disputes coming up, which I'm sure will start to make things a bit more interesting. I'll also release at least two more sample subscriber episodes. As a little teaser, those are going to be on what we're calling the digital red light, you know, that online content-based sex industry, and on the Second Amendment. If you're not from the United States, that means gun rights. So we're going to run those through our analysis and decide whether morality leans one way or another. Well, here we go. Let's get our new listeners caught up. In our first sample episode, we examined a neighborly dispute between a landowner named Chad and his neighbor Karen, who complained about his tree's overhanging branch that threatened Karen's property. In this case, all factors favored Karen's right to be able to trim the dangerous tree branch, but only up to the property line, and ideally causing as little damage as possible. We learned a little bit about Vermont law and about the Roman 12 tables, philosophers like Immanuel Kant and John Stuart Mill's, which is fine, I guess. I'm more of a Marcus Aurelius and Friedrich Nietzsche kind of person. But ultimately, we decided Karen had the better moral claim. In our next episode, we looked at a surgeon's bullshit defense that his patient only needed one kidney to survive, after erroneously removing an entire kidney rather than just the benign cyst the patient was there for. We talked a little about malpractice law, some interesting literary references in Ishiguro's Never Let Me Go and Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Ultimately, we decided, and I think this is fairly obvious, the patient had the better moral claim here. Now, in our third episode, we have our first real dispute about a poor young lady whose dreams are crushed by corporate America. In this episode, a young woman uproots her life to move to a city for a prestigious job, then switches to a less attractive division after being promised she could move back home and work from an office back there, only to have that promise revoked after switching divisions and putting in an offer on a house back home. This was the first case where the moral verdict didn't follow the law. Here, the law favored the employer, but we found the employee was the moral victor. In the fourth episode, we looked at a neighborly dispute that ignited over a smoky fire. Aha, you see what I did there? Here, Dave obtained a fire permit and followed all notification procedures. Neighbors Sandy and Doug first trespassed rudely, and then again at night, in possibly a criminal way. The law discussed how a temporary inconvenience like a permitted brush fire did not constitute a nuisance, and that the trespass and neighbors were at greater legal fault. After going through the lenses, we decided Dave had the better moral claim. Although the smoke was inconvenient, Dave followed all the rules, was only trying to improve his land, and ultimately didn't control the weather. Lastly, in our fifth episode, we released a sample subscriber episode where we talked about AI and its use in chatbots and voice bots. Hashtag, let me speak to a person. We discussed how there is no law requiring good customer service and there is no right to speak with a person. However, there are some exceptions for banking and other regulated companies, but they all suck too. First, navigating the AI system, then waiting 45 minutes to actually talk to the person. We looked at the history of call centers, I swore for the first time, and we wondered why we didn't listen to Lily Tomlin as the phone operator when she told us, "We don't care, We don't have to. We're the phone company. An attitude which seems like all of major corporate America has fully embraced. We looked at Kafka's The Trial from 1925, where a man is trapped in a faceless bureaucracy that gives no answers and infinite procedures. My research tools literally told me, "I'm sorry, Nate, I'm afraid I can't do that." We ultimately decided that AI chatbots and voice bots save money, but otherwise suck. And consumers would really like to talk to a fucking person again. That said, it doesn't look like this is getting any better soon. October was apparently the worst layoff month in the last 22 years. A bad sign for customer service. Well, I wanted to be Frank for a minute. And yes, you can still be Garth. I realize that so far, this just seems like some rando guy preaching at you. But we do have new listener-submitted disputes coming up, and these will include interviews with the parties. I'll need some listeners there to digitally chant, "Jerry, Jerry," when we go live. What a great segue. We are working on being able to host the show live, which would enable real-time input and discussion from all our listeners. But for now, always remember you can go to the website to vote on each of the cases. Like I said at the beginning, we'll release a couple more sample subscriber episodes, the digital red light and guns being the next two that are going to be for free, just as samples. But I've prepared many more that will be released for subscribers only. Some of them include topics like abortion, religion, vaccination, taxes, slavery, circumcision, and other fun-filled topics great for discussion at your local pub. We'll examine each topic through our lenses and determine if morality leans either for or against any particular topic, and our answers are likely going to shock and or surprise you. These are not personal opinions. We're simply accumulating thoughts and perspectives from a variety of sources, a variety of experts, and see which way they collectively are leaning. Before signing off today, I want to tell you about my new shirt. It's a picture of a bear holding a beer, and it says, "It's not a dad bod, it's a father figure." Thanks again to Neil at Black Flannel Brewery in Essex, Vermont. That place is awesome if you've never been. It's got one of the best lineups of lagers and pilsners out there. Hashtag, let's end this crazy IPA scene. And so, with all that said, thank you for listening. Follow us on the Facebook and Twitter. Listen to us on iTunes and Spotify, as well as on our website, burncourt.com, where you can also vote on who you think should be the moral victor. Thanks again for listening, and remember, justice may be subjective, but the burn is absolute.